6. Good morning. It's the morning after. Welcome to the show. For a Saturday morning, we always have our podcasts up. Q1055.com. You might have seen some Facebook ads for a new page that we have. You can like that and keep up to date with us at any and all times. It's Derek D and the fam. Hopefully that's pretty self-explanatory. We're glad you're here today. We don't have enough time to fit everything in today. We've got an off-air podcast after the show. A friend of mine who's going to be the Toledo's next like billionaire or millionaire. Mike Sheever's going to be in. Also, you're free to go, D. You are free to go because Jeff's coming in after the show.
Oh, okay.
We're going to, but I know you. We'll get to this. Mm-hmm. We have a busy show today. Well, so listen closely and quickly because we've got a lot to get to. Mm-hmm. Good morning, 8:07 on the morning after. It's Eric Chase and your very good neighbor with wonderful attire, Demetrius Nicodemus.
What a do.
And back from vacation and other things, Ashley Tresso.
Hello.
That's it for today, although we will have some guests. We will have some. You're having, it's an open house at State Farm?
Yeah, chili? In my office. It's a chili bar. It's open to everybody. You know, even if you just want to come in and have a bowl of chili, you know, there are condiments. I didn't know condiments went with chili, but there's so many other things like cheese, onions.
Green onions, potatoes.
Fritos.
Crackers.
Yeah, oyster crackers. I didn't know that was the thing. And so we're laying it all out. We got bowls and soda and stuff. You can come in. If you got any questions about like anything about your insurance or anything, or you're just looking or you just want a bowl of chili, come on in. And we'll be there from noon to 2.
Get to meet Demetrius.
Yeah.
I should know the address because I keep
1405 Bernath
or
Parkway.
Across from the Fridays.
Yeah, on the across other side from the Fridays.
On Airport.
Yeah, right in front of Koreana.
Okay. Everything over there is
right in front of Koreana.
Like, you're like the only like
true. Very true.
You're yeah. The video game place.
Yeah. Like man.
What'd you want to say?
Oh, I was showing Ashley. All right. So I have 2 full-time employees, okay? And I thought it would be nice if I went and bought them their business cards. I was like, I'll provide the business cards. So I go to the site where the business cards are. The site's not very descriptive. It just says business card with picture, without, red, yada, yada, yada. And so I click the order, and they're like $111 a piece for each order, okay?
Like, was it like 100 cards?
250.
500?
Wow.
Okay.
That's a ripoff.
All
that's
right.
Pricey.
Yeah, it's pricey. I was like, damn, this is pricey.
You're giving like $3 out to each person.
Yeah, so I'm like, damn, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to get business cards anymore because this is super expensive. Well, it took them a while to get these business cards made and shipped. They all came yesterday, and this is what I actually ordered them.
Oh my God. Oh.
It is like the thickness of a gift card and like shimmery and holographic-y. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like something you attach. You're right, Ashley. This is like something I that's worth like $50 where I attach to my keychain.
Yeah.
Scan.
Like somebody scans it and you get points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a rewards card.
I mean, it's nicer than my card.
Like, you could like use that to put like window tin on.
I know. You could like scrape your windshield with that card.
No, yeah. Like, so what's the deal? Like, you want them to give all of these out?
No. I said be very specific.
Selective, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, for the people you doubt a little bit, just take a picture of it and text it to them.
Right.
I like, was like, damn.
Before I give you this card, I'm going to need the last 4 of your social and a quick credit check. Wow, that's something.
What kind of car do you drive?
Ashley, you are you get to talk because it was your first trip to Disney, right?
It was.
Okay, we're gonna get to that in a second because I know Dee would like to get there at some point as Cohen gets older. The other Cohen, not the OG Cohen. We also have some food on the way. Do you guys like crepes?
Ooh. Mm. Yeah, they're like thin pancakes.
Thin pancakes. It's okay. Like.
I don't
lazy pancakes.
I look at it as like I thought it was like a Danish type thing, but there was something that I was at on Monday night, and I invited someone to come in, and so that's on the way. Lyle's crepes. You asked me before I could even open the door. You still have a girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ye of little faith.
Oh, I know. You're making like some rookie mistakes.
And we're gonna get to that right now.
I agree.
First of all, she is. She is. She's at home in my bed.
Aw.
Like, you had to put that out there. Like, mm-hmm. I do have a girlfriend. Yep. She's and at she's, home.
And she's
in
not
my
tied
bed.
Up.
Right. I let
That's
her go.
Right. She's there voluntarily. She's got a key.
I left some carrots within her grasp if she can loosen those chains a little bit. But here are the mistakes that I made in the last week. And they're little things. Like, there's nothing, like, I shouldn't egregiously foul anything up. As poor as my interpersonal skills are, like, I shouldn't be making big mistakes. So it's all little things.
Those are the worst. Those are the ones they put in the pocket.
Because they add up, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went to a movie last week, and we were at the mall. The concessions were packed, but the little snack bar next to the bar was not. So I'm like, let's go over here. So she was going to take care of the concession, but as we walked over, I was like, I got it. She just wanted something to drink. She wanted a soda. She is not as nutritious thinking as I am. So I was like, hey, can I have a Coke Zero with a little bit of cherry Coke in it? And she gave me a look, because she doesn't do diet sodas. She just wants the regular thing.
Wait, so you ordered her pop for her?
The what? Way you felt it should have, the way she should have it.
Well, I got the
pardon me. Why don't you, there's no need to look at a menu, lady.
I got the large, so we can share it. But to that point, she has she often does not finish.
Where'd you find the spot to put your monocle in your top hat?
To that point, like, she doesn't often like finish dinner, which I make frequently, and
because she's not comfortable yet. Give her like 3 months; she'll finish that meal.
She did last.
She'll finish
night.
Your meal.
See,
she so. Last last 2 nights ago. Oh my god, this cold is relentless. Like, I haven't gotten sick, but this thing has been wicked. 2 nights ago, I was like, hey, do you want some tea? Again, she often doesn't finish things. So we shared my tea, and she questioned why I didn't give her her own.
As she should.
As she, yep. She's totally within her right.
All right, now here are the two big ones.
Well,
actually, there's two and a half big ones.
Gotta save on this water.
So we went to a party last week. Did I send you a picture? I did.
Yes.
She was told it was like a retro gaming party, like Mario and Nintendo and all that stuff. So it was people with her friends' work. So a lot of like TV people from TOL. So and she had been telling me from like Wednesday on, I don't even want to go, but I have to, and I'm just going to go. We'll have one drink, and I don't even want to be there. I'm not going to know anybody. So that's that. We go. So the upshot of this is, she explained to me that when she drinks, her mind can change. And I was bothering her to, let's go, let's go, let's go. Like, I didn't want to be there. I wasn't having the best. It was an okay time, but I wasn't
having a great time.
Like, I was in the mindset of, we were going to play a 60-minute.
It was worth leaving.
We were going to play a 60-minute game. We were playing 9 innings, but we were heading towards 14 innings. And the game
went into extra innings.
And I wasn't mentally focused for that. She was a little perturbed at me for that. She's like, but she kindly explained, when I drink, my mind can change. Okay, got that. Now, here's the granddaddy of them all. Here's the big one. On the way home from that, we decide to get a little junk food. So we order a pizza. And we decided on toppings, and she told me what she wanted. And she's like, Parmesan, garlic, crust toppers or whatever. I forgot the crust toppers. I simply got a large ham on one side, banana peppers on the other. And then she pointed out that I forgot the crust toppers. It's like, crap. Do you know one of my rules? You remember one of my
don't rules? Add to the order.
When it's like the specialty ever? If you're making what I'm making here at this radio station, $8.15 an hour, do not deviate. Do not get complicated with fast food and minimum wage workers. Because you know what you're going to get topped in that crust? Somebody's spit or worse.
Oh.
So then she says to me, when I was like, oh, I forgot. I'm like, but you know, rule 243 is don't. Like, we don't take onions off the cheeseburgers at Burger Place. She says, who would you rather have mad, your girlfriend or the pizza guy? I'm like,
Good question.
I'm okay with your bodily fluid. Not theirs being on my pizza.
Oh.
One more
let
thing.
This is a lot of things racking up this week.
And see, and they all seem to have a theme. And this is where things go. Because first you decided what kind of soda she was going to drink. And then the next thing you decided was she didn't need her own tea because she very rarely finishes things. Now you legitimately forgot Parmesan, but now it looks like it's, you've decided that she doesn't need Parmesan toppers, and so now this pizza comes with one more thing that she asked you for that you didn't provide because you felt she didn't need it.
And this independent woman is not going to let any man tell her how to eat or drink, because, you know, she's...
And that's how little things turn into big things.
I'm learning. The last thing. There is, and this is on the life rules as well. There is one word of all the things we've said. There's one word that I don't like that cannot be used.
Oh no, that's my word. Sorry.
It's the C word, and she uses it, and I'm like, ooh, that's a big
the hard C.
That's the hard C.
The hard C word.
Like uses it more than like once a week.
Is it in reference to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But that, like, I'm like, wow, this is harsh. Like, this is definite rule violation for my life.
Like, that's not... like in talking about people.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's...
Good for her. Take that power back.
I mean, I think it. I don't know that I say it all the time.
I know. But it's, I mean, yeah.
I use the more friendly T word in place of it, also for a letter.
She is a C word user. Which is stunning to me. And then when I'm making dinner, when she's over, she's like giggling and laughing and enjoying herself on her phone. And it is still hard for me to digest because I never would guess it with her. She is an avid Redditor.
I think I love her. I would let her have her own tea.
It's 8:18.
Yeah, house. You should, yeah.
Morning after. She's great.
There's a dark side to her. Just know that.
Oh, I know.
One more not giving her own tea. You may meet her.
I know.
You may meet the tea on your face.
Or I will, instead of a monocle, have a glass eye because she will have carved out my eye. First time to Disney. Tips next.
Hit us up on the web at Q1055.